Please welcome to our morning show microphones an individual who is no stranger to KMOJ. With Hennepin Health, she works to take away the disparities with regard to health inequities and also to really focus in really on what it means for great health in our communities. Joining us today is Dr. Miriam Roby, and it's so wonderful to have you back in our studios today to talk about Maternal Health Month.
Yes. Maternal.
Tell us about that.
Yes. Good morning. And thank you, Freddie Bell, for welcoming back. We kicked off Black Maternal Health Week and Month last week, April 11th,
okay.
And through the 17th, that is Black Maternal Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
But this entire month and year, we should definitely celebrate and make sure that we advocate for it.
So we don't forget, what are some events that are centered around Maternal Health Week and even into next month?
Great question. Thank you for asking. So we started that last week, in which at Hennepin Healthcare, we provided cookies and flowers. And this week we'll have massage therapists. And that's just to highlight how important it is that we are looking into that. Moving into next month, we have a Mother's Day event, May 11th, and that is with Hennepin Healthcare sponsor David Jones Entertainment, in which we will be celebrating mothers. I would be the keynote speaker, along with,
all right,
I've invited Dr. Allaby, who is an OBGYN in our Hennepin Healthcare group. But even more amazingly, Freddie, what we have done is we will be opening Richfield Clinic, which is next door, and we will be doing breast screenings,
mm-hmm,
we'll be doing mammograms, health literacy, health promotion, and just speaking and having interaction with the public so that we can try to promote health and wellness in our community.
Do you think women take maternal health too lightly?
I don't think that they take maternal health lightly. I think that they should advocate more for their health. And what I mean by that is that take it more into their own hands.
Mm-hmm.
You have access to your own health records. You have access to your primary care provider, to your organizations, legislature, community. And in that regard, you should make sure that you stand up and advocate for things that you feel that would be a pressing need, not only for yourself, but within the community.
We're talking with Miriam Roby, Hennepin Health, I should say, Health Equity Clinical Outcomes Director. I have to make sure I say all of those words in the right order to clearly tell people who you are. What are the most pressing maternal health disparities faced by communities of color, and what do you think are the systemic factors that contribute to those disparities?
Yes, per the CDC, Black women and American Indian women have the highest disparities when it comes to maternal health. And in that regards, pregnancy-related mortality rates are one of the highest disparities noted. Black women are about 3 times higher, with American Indian 2 times higher, respectively, compared to white women, to actually pass away or have complications from maternal health.
Wow, that's really disturbing, disturbing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess there's a lot that we can do. I'm thinking there's a lot that we can do. How can the community, are there community-based interventions or are there advocacy programs in play that address these disparities?
Yes. So what it's really important, especially to participate in legislature, your community events, church activities, even listening to community-based radio spots like this, Freddie, you're highlighting where training, education, cultural competence, patient-centered care of our organization, in which Hennepin Healthcare is one of those that highlights and promotes just those things. But it is important for the community to make sure that hold us accountable and make sure that we are also doing the things that are benefiting them.
Let me just talk about Hennepin Health. Are you a department of thousands doing this work?
My health equity department is one of the largest under Dr. Cederstrom in the local area. Mm-hmm. We embody translative services, chaplain services. We also have welcome services and coaching and navigators that go into the community and outreach with the community to make sure that we're highlighting the different things that we're doing as an organization, but also outreach in the fact to know that this is a partnership with the community.
So in that partnership with the community, what role does mom play? What role does the dad play in taking care of maternal health?
Great question. So in that regard, it is very important that you seek a primary care provider, also an OBGYN service. Mm-hmm. And in that service, you are partnering with them who is connected to the organization such as Hennepin Healthcare. What Hennepin Healthcare would make sure is that we are diversifying our staff so that we provide that culturally competent care. In that, that is when those individuals will partner with the community and make sure that we're having the discussions, we're listening, we're providing that trauma-informed care, culturally appropriate care, and then just listening. Mm. It's so important that I think that's one of those things that we just don't highlight enough. Just being present and listening to what not only the patient is asking for, but what the community is asking for.
So finally, in terms of what the community is asking for and what Hennepin Health and other like agencies are doing, are there any policy changes or initiatives that are needed to dismantle systemic barriers or improve maternal health equity for communities of color?
It is very important to understand that what we need to do, not only as an organization, but as a community, is making sure that any organization that you are participating in is investing in social determinants of health. That's prioritizing policies that address underlying social and economic factors such as housing, education, income. These are different things that significantly impact maternal health in so many different facets. Also, making sure to diversify and culturally make sure that our perinatal workforce is strengthened by having that appropriate care. And just our organization doing data collection and metric research, which my specific role embodies, and looking at the disparities and how do we close the gaps on those disparities.
Final question, how will you know that your work is being received well and you're making a change?
Very good question. It's going out into the community and actually being present, removing myself from the four walls of Hennepin Healthcare and actually walk outside and have discussions with community members, having those discussions in our church activities, in our health and wellness boards, having discussions with you, Freddie, because you are a resource. You're a frontline resource to the community in which you ask me these specific questions and then I in term answer. So those are things that you hold not only myself accountable, but the organization accountable so that we make sure that we're helping the community.
She is Dr. Miriam Roby, the Health Equity Clinical Outcomes Director for Hospital Medicine and Programs at Hennepin Health. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And a lot of folks will be able to see you in person tonight at Wilson's Image. I believe that starts at 6:00 this evening.
Yes, sir. I will be there with the other community leaders.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMLJ.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.